tonight. Turn to the book of the 34th Psalm. We're going to look at a few verses. I've got some others that I want to talk about and we'll go through first, but we'll look at those and read a few there out of that psalm. But tonight, I really wasn't sure. I've had several weeks to study and just wasn't sure of what I wanted to talk about and stand before us tonight. And I just don't feel like I'm a teacher. Not smart enough for one, but I just don't think I don't think that's what it is for me. But so I always ask God to help and guide me in what, you know, what I have, the thought that I have for us and the message that I have for us. And I just really struggled with this until just really a few days ago. I had some of this already pinned down before, but just didn't really have anything with it. And I came in Sunday morning and was just broken. And, you know, got to thinking about all the things and the struggles and the trials that we all go through and that we're faced in this life with. And, you know, it just really set my heart how much encouragement that we need. That we need one another. You know, and I've talked about that several times before, you know, with the trials and uncertainties of things of life and all that we go through and that we're faced with. And, you know, it's just, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. But when I came in here Sunday and I seen this altar and it was filling up and just knowing the things that's going on in people's lives and things that have went and took place in my life. You know, and many of you tonight sitting in here looking around and, you know, no doubt that we've all been through, most of us have probably been through some things. Those storms at life that come that knock you to your knees and, you know, that slap you in the face. You know, those kind of troubles, those kind of storms, those things that are just, you know, just they just make your stomach just turn, you know, and give you that anxiety and that anxious feeling all over you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody been there before? I would hope that none of us would have to experience that. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible tells us more times than not that we're going to be faced with those storms, those trials, and those tribulations that come in our lives. And we're going to have to deal with those things. We're going to have to face those things. Let me give you my title. Give it to God. Give it to God. Just give it to God. Amen? Just give it to God. No matter what you and I are going to face. You know, I've talked about this before, about the uncertainties of this life and the things that's going on in this country, in this world, and those things. But what about personally? What about spiritually in your life? Something that you're going through. Something that storm that's come in your life, maybe you've been through it. Maybe you've been through a few. Maybe you haven't been there yet. Get ready. It's coming. So that's my title. Just give it to God. And I want you to think about that. Even when we leave here tonight, when you're faced with those things that come into your life, just give it to God. Let Him handle it. He's a lot bigger than you and I are. He can take those things and carry them a lot easier than we can. Just trust Him. Lean on Him. And here's my thought. There's peace when we give it to God. There's the peace of God. There's peace in God. And we'll have peace if we give it to God. We're not big enough to carry those burdens. Those things, like I said, that bring you to your knees. We're not capable of taking those things on. Although we try. I do. I try to fix those things myself a lot of times. But you know, those little problems, we can handle those things. It's the big things in life. You know, it's these things that really bring us down. We got to trust God and just lean on Him and just give it to Him. Prayer. We'll see that throughout this. Prayer, to me, is the most important part of any of this. God's Word and prayer. I don't have a lot, but I can always pray and get help from me. And I can pray for you on your behalf. And you pray for me on my behalf. If I'm going through something and you're going through something, and I know that, let's pray one for another. We always have access to God. John 16 and 33. These verses I've used before, they just resonate. They just, one of those things that, one of these verses, they just kind of full circle for me. Just in one, even just one verse. In John 16 and 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. See, that tells me, as I said just a minute ago, this thing's not a cakewalk. This is not a bed of roses. We're in a war. If you're saved and you're walking and you're going for Christ, this thing's not easy. They are after us. The devil's after us. He's after our home. He's after our families and our churches. But this verse right here, it just kind of sums it all up for me. It lets me know that there's peace through everything that we go through, everything that we're faced with. I never really understood that till probably, a year ago or so maybe. Some things come up. How Brother Kim would preach on having the joy and the peace in the lowest valleys of our lives. And in that part, you know, where you just can't imagine that. You know, and I thought about that with, you know, maybe it's death or whatever it is that really, really sets, you know, hold in your heart that really breaks you. And how could you have that joy? And how could you have that peace? But when you experience it and you realize how real it is and how good and how big our God is to help us and see us through, it's amazing. But he says in this verse, he says, in the world ye shall have tribulation. That tells me that I know I'm going to go through some things. It's already prepared me to know that I'm going to be faced with things in this life, not of my choice. There's going to be these things that come up in your life and my life that we wouldn't choose for ourselves. You know, we wouldn't choose to go through those things. But he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So no matter what happens, no matter what takes place down here, when it's all said and done, when it's all over, if you're a child of God, we're on the winning side, folks. When this thing's all over, and this is all that's left, and this is going to stand when it's all burning. Amen? But when it's all over, I'm on the winning side. I can draw strength from that in the valley. I can have peace in my heart. I can draw from that verse right there that says, He has overcome the world. And I believe it. This verse and every verse in this Bible is without error. It's nothing but truth. There's no half-truth to it. It's all truth. And I believe it. I believe the part that I'm going to have a tribulation and I'm going to go through trials. And you're going to go through those trials and you're going to struggle. But guess what happens in the end? We all win. We all win. And I thank Him. And I praise Him for His mercy. That I don't deserve. I don't deserve it. Why He would save a wretch like me? It's unreal. Moving along. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And I talked about that verse a couple lessons ago. Our focus, if our focus is on him, Doesn't promise we're not going to have those storms and we're not going to go through those things. But if we keep our focus and our trust in Him and just believe in Him, then He's going to see us through this. We just got to believe Him and trust Him. When those times are hard and those things and we're in the bottom of that valley, guess who's beside us? He is. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Give it to God. Give it to God. Just give it to God. These burdens that you and I try to bear, we can't take them all. Our God that we serve, He's big enough. Brother Michael, He don't have to just take mine. He don't have to just set you aside for me. But He's big enough to take on mine. He's big enough to take on yours and everyone else. That God, the God we serve, can't even imagine what He's capable of. Just give them to Him. Cast your cares upon Him. Those concerns, those things that you're faced with in life, even your desires, give it to God. He wants to hear from us. Our God's big enough. Just give it to Him. It says in the latter part of this, He said, and He shall sustain thee, and shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. If you're a child of God, as it says in John 16 here, when it's all over, He's overcome the world. And in here, it tells me that He's watching after me, a child, as you would, your children, as we do our children. He does. But you know what? He has a lot bigger hand than we do. When we want to fix those problems, those things that are going on in our child's life, that sickness, you know, we can help them and we can give them medicine, do the best thing, comfort them, take care of them. But our Father does that on a lot grander scale, doesn't He? He comforts us. He brings us into Him and coddles us and helps us and comforts us. It's a peace like nothing else I've ever experienced. No drug, no alcohol, nothing. Like this, the God that we serve. I was talking to a friend several weeks ago, and we were just talking about things and the struggles that people have and are going through and people that we know and stuff like that. And they had sent me in a text this quote, two quotes. And one, I guess probably, I didn't realize it maybe, was goes in with the title of my message, but it says, talking about these burdens and casting them to God, giving them to Him, it says, I'm just paraphrasing, I think it says, give it to God and go to sleep. Right? Just give it to God and go to sleep. Now that's a lot easier said than done, isn't it? I mean, that's a lot easier said. But it's really that simple. We just make it a lot more difficult. Just give it to God and go to sleep. Now, it didn't say pick it back up. But that's what the quote was in the text. It said, Lord, forgive me for picking up what I've already laid down at your feet. Do we do that? I'm guilty of that. Go to God. Give Him these things that I'm struggling with that are trouble. And then I want to pick it back up. I want to try to carry that burden again with me. Just give it to Him. Let Him have it. He can handle it. Psalms 34, verse 15. Psalm 34:15 says, the eyes of the Lord And again, these verses, they just resonate. And they just show, it just solidifies the God that we serve. And it's just a reminder to me, and it's just a comfort what these verses say, or what they say to me. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. He sees and knows everything that's going on in my life and in your life. He already knows those things. He's aware of it. He's a big God. And His ears are open unto their cry. He hears us. When you don't think He does, He does. The face of the Lord, verse 16, is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Now, we're not the judge and we're not the juror. But our God is going to take care of those that are doing wrong, that are the evil of this world. Our God's going to take care of them people. That's for Him to do, not for us. That's for Him to do. He'll take care of those things, and He'll protect us in the meantime. We may not think so, but God's watching, and He's with us at every step. Verse 17 says it again, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles." Now, looking at that verse, I see several different things here. Again, the Lord, it's just saying again how the righteous cry and the Lord hears. He hears everything and knows and sees everything. But it says this in the latter part of that verse. It says, "And delivereth them out of all their troubles." Again, that tells me I'm going to have some troubles. Okay? But it also, it didn't say that He was going to deliver us out of a few of them, but that He would deliver us out of all of them. Maybe not in my time. Maybe not as soon as I would want it to be over. But in His time, He'll be there and He'll deliver us from the beginning, through the middle, through the end. He'll deliver us and be with us every step of the way, side by side. Thought about what Brother Jamie said a couple weeks ago and talked about in that, you know, in the storm of our life, that when we try to make these decisions and we're trying to drive and co-pilot and all this, get in the trunk, right, Brother Jamie? Let Him have it. Give it to Him, because He's capable. You may can handle it. I can't handle it. I'll run us in a ditch, okay? I've run myself in the ditch trying to do just that very thing. Just give it to Him and let Him drive. Let Him be the captain. He's the captain of our ship. Just let Him have it. Deliver us out of all our troubles. Verse 18, I didn't see this till today when I was actually studying through this, my notes. It says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." When I read that, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart," you know what that says? He's present at that very moment, that very time. He's present right there. We don't have to wait on Him. We don't have to stand out at the door and wait for Him to come answer the door and let us in. The Lord is nigh unto them. He's there. He's ready. He's willing and able. He's just waiting on us. Just waiting on us. Those that are a broken heart, God knows His children, just like you and I know our children. You know when they're hurting. You know when they're suffering. Just give it to Him. Just give it to God. Verse 19 goes back to 17. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." Again, that tells me I'm going to suffer not maybe one or two things, but many things am I going to go through in this life. And I'll say this, if you haven't, you need to thank Him. You need to raise your hand. You need to shout the glory, the victory, because if you haven't, it's coming. It's coming. Be ready. Be prepared. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." Here it is again. "But the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Not a few. Not one or two. But every one of them. Every one of them. God's perfect peace What an amazing gift. What an amazing gift. It's hard for me to even begin to understand the level and the power and the capability of the God that we serve. But that peace that can comfort us, it's already there. It's already present. You know what it is? It's the Ghost, the Holy Ghost that lives within us. I wrote this down. It's the Comforter. Just like us, with our children, we want to comfort them and help them. The Holy Ghost is there to help us. It's our Comforter. It's our gift from God to us. John 14:26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The Holy Ghost, he's our comfort. He's what convicts me. He's what directs my paths. He's what helps me in that time of need. But I just got to trust God. Just got to lean on Him. Give Him those things, those burdens. Verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." See, there's nothing in this world that you and I can take. There's no prescription. There's no drug. It's not found in a bottle. That's nothing but temporary. Anything that you find down here in man's world is nothing but temporary. And that goes from everything. This place is going to burn up one day. It's all going to be temporary. But what God can give us, what God does give us, that peace is forever. It's always. If you need it, it's there. We live in so many different realms of peace, I believe. Just from the peace, the salvation, knowing that I'm a child of God. Knowing that I'll never have to spend eternity in hell and burn. There's a peace in that. "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Don't let stress of this life cause anxiety. It's not worth it. Don't let the troubles in this life cause you to have a nervous breakdown. Not to say that it can't happen, and it does. But it's not worth it. We've got a God on our side that can help us and direct us with everything that we go through. He has all power. We just got to trust Him and believe Him. This peace we have doesn't mean that we're not going to go through some things. Doesn't mean just because we're a child of God that we're not going to experience, you know, trials in our life. We're not going to experience, you know, the stress. Doesn't mean that. Peace is knowing that our God is in control and in the middle of our storm, He's with us. Philippians 4:6. "Be careful for nothing." Chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." Verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Can't even begin to understand that. To fully understand and just even just imagine. Can't do it. Our God, through prayer and thanksgiving. I was talking to that same friend a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about things, and they were telling me, you know, that every night before they go to bed, They sat there and they just thanked God for their blessings. No matter what trials and not what storms you and I are in, but sitting there thanking God for the blessings. May not have the riches, be the richest in this world, but we've got our salvation, we've got our home, our families, we've got our church, and that's enough. That's enough for me. I can be content in that. Giving thanks, even in the middle of the storm. But prayer is the key. As I said, I believe that prayer is the most important. It's always available. We always have that access. It's always that it's not even anything that we would have to say. But it's there and ready. The peace of God. The Lord, He's at hand. He's coming back. He's coming back. But in these verses, even with that, even with everything that we're faced with, we have got to have our thoughts on things of above, not of things of this world. We still got some things to do down here. Through all these storms, God's just preparing us maybe for the next chapter in our lives. We should stay focused and have our thoughts on Him, not of things of this world. Probably save us a lot of those storms in our life, probably. If we stay focused on Him and stay out of places we shouldn't be and doing things around people we shouldn't be, probably help us in a lot of those areas. Paul's speaking here and he notes this and he says this in the verse 6. He says, "Be careful for nothing." And I think this is another translation I was reading after a writer, and he said, or anxious about anything. Again, that's a lot easier said than done, isn't it? These things come up that we're faced with. You know, it's just human nature, I think. For us to get excited, that's my word. I get excited about it, right? Be careful for nothing. Don't let it overwhelm you. Don't let it get your blood pressure up. You know, I'm on blood pressure medicine now. So I guess I need a little work. I need a little help with that, don't I? But, you know, I don't want you to take this, and maybe I think probably here tonight we probably wouldn't, but it's not that we should take this that it's a lack of concern, just being lackadaisical about it. Just go with the flow. Nothing's no big deal. I'm going to just give it Him and I'm just going to run my days like I run them. I'm not going to worry about anything. It's not what it's saying. That's not what it's saying. The Christian is not to be careless. It means the believer should not be fearful, uneasy, paranoid during these situations that come up. When you and I don't know what to do, we don't know which way to turn, we don't know what the next move is, just don't be fearful. Just trust Him and lean on Him. Well, why not? We as children, as believers, child of God, have direct access to and with our God, the one who has all power and authority and who's in control of every situation. Not just a few, but of every situation. Don't let fear. There's several songs out there. I don't really listen to that, but there's several songs out there about fear and, you know, and it overcomes us. You know, it breaks us down, sends us to a dark place if we allow it. Instead of all this, instead of that getting excited, that anxiety, that stress, what about sleepless nights? Anybody ever had any of those? I have. I've had a few. As believers, we should humbly and gratefully approach God through prayer with what's on our hearts and what's on our minds. Those things that are struggling, go humbly before God and give it to Him. Just give it to God. If we go humble, broken, or maybe even both, you may not even be able to speak or utter a word. Anybody been there? I have. Couldn't even say a word. Just fall flat on my face. And the God that I serve knows what I'm going through. He knows what you're going through. If you haven't, He's there. He's ready. He's willing and He's able. Just trust Him. Thank God that you haven't got there yet. You haven't had those storms. But I'm thankful for the ones that have strengthened me and maybe have prepared me to maybe to help someone else that goes through something like that. Whatever it is, maybe God puts us in those places for those reasons. The God we serve, He knows all about our troubles. You in that condition, I in that condition, we don't have to say a word. Just trust me, God hears you. God knows what you need. Prayer includes thanking God in what He has done in addition to asking for help and direction. As I said, that friend, I think it was amazing what they had said, that before they go to bed every night, they just thank God. No matter what's going on in their life, they thank God for the many blessings. Everything that He's done for them. Prayer is the Christian prescription to reduce anxiety, stress, and troubles in all areas of life. I was reading after a writer that said that, and I added this to it. You want a prescription that will always work? That's prayer. That you never become immune to? That's prayer. That has an endless supply? Never have to have any refills? That's prayer. And something you can get as often as needed? That's prayer. No other prescriptions man-made can do for you and I like what our God can do and is capable to do for us. Just because prayer is important in my life, but just because I pray and I pray morning and through the day, things come up. I mean, I'll be riding down the road and just pray. But just because we pray doesn't mean we're going to have a trouble-free life. Just because we ask God to give us direction and to guide us, and we should. Because Lord knows, as I said, if I'm driving, I'll have it in the ditch. Right? So through that prayer doesn't mean we're going to live a trouble-free life. Coming to church every time the doors are open doesn't mean you're going to have a trouble-free life. Reading your Bible every night. Every day doesn't mean you're going to have a trouble-free life. Job 14:1 says this, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." This life that we're living here, it's short. It's only just a glimmer, probably not even measurable to what eternity is. That experience, what we're going to go through, that trouble, it's coming in a short amount of time. A lot of you that have lived, you know, for 60, 70 years, probably seen a lot of things, probably went through a lot of things. Some of us that are younger, I'm saying I'm middle-aged, but some of you looking around are a lot younger than I am. Maybe haven't had those things yet, haven't been faced with those things. But our days are short. We're going to experience them. Just be ready. Know that our God is at hand. He's ready and He's able and He's capable. Verse 7, it's talking about, it says, those who choose prayer and trust during times of stress, anxiety, anxiousness, those trials and troubles, will and can experience the peace of God. God's peace is unfathomable. It's unexplainable. I made this note, maybe to get some of y'all to laugh, since y'all looking at me all kind of crazy tonight. But all of us in here tonight, as our preacher says, turn that halo way up, and we could all sit here and brainstorm tonight, and we'd never even begin to scratch the surface of the God, what He's capable of that we serve. Couldn't even begin to. The things that He's done in some of our lives, it's just unreal. It's unexplainable. Some of those things, the people that He's touched, the things that He's done in your life, it's unimaginable for a lot of us. The things that He's done in my life, I can't believe it. Who I was, where I am, not what I want to be, but better off than I was. It's amazing how God responds during the times of difficulty, during those trials and those storms in our life. I remember having those excited moments in my life, those knots in my stomach, not sure what to do, just feeling nervous all over, and how I could bow my head. And I'm talking about, Brother Jamie, from experience, feeling the peace and the calm come over me and take all that away. Our God, He hears us and He's with us. There's no need to be anxious, worried, when the peace of God is available. The God of peace will work in us the peace of God. The God of peace will protect you. And I'm closing. When all the things of this world are coming against us, those things we're being slapped in the face and kicked and our feet out from under us, when all these things are coming at us, God's protecting us. God's going to take care of us. He's going to be the juror. He's going to take those that are evil and going against us, trying to destroy our homes and our families, our lives. Maybe it's your workplace. Somebody's trying to see you demoted, fired even. When this evil comes against us, Romans 16 and 20 says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." Paul was warning Christians about false teachers and their deceitful ways. And he associates them with Satan himself. Paul's telling us that the God of peace, He'll take care of us. He'll protect us. And He'll handle and He'll take care of those that are going against us. That's for Him, not us. Last thing, the work of Satan among us will ultimately fail, and God will prevail. Those who remain true to God through faith in Christ will stand forever. Thank you.